The children were told to stop chasing one another with body parts and to collect them up and put them in the giblet iron hanging from the dool tree at the old crossroads. They did as they were told, and from the scaffold shell a creature with more limbs than were hacked off was made. It was a bastard amalgamation of a human, put back together incorrectly for all the tourists to see and ponder whether this was the sort of village they should really be visiting on their bank holiday getaway. On the table, a large bird is bound and gagged with spears in its rump and neck. It's tired and its eyelids are closing and drawing a veil over a far-off jungle inhabited by savages who ride apes and worship a glowing stone at the centre of a lagoon. They play flutes and dance. When they've finished dancing, they fuck under the stars. Come see the bombers. Look up above. A consort of ghosts run past you. They hop and skip through the gasworks. He swung the axe and did away with his house guests in front of the old balloon cellar. Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock. Put it down over there on the station forecourt. That'll work. Woo-hoo! The female news anchor is pumping her small fists in the air. She shouted instructions to the pilot through her headset, and the helicopter eddied over the ensuing carnage, her camera crew hanging on for dear life. Isn't this great? She yelled into the wind, which mustered her hair into Mohican. I fucking love this shit. The chopper swooped low before steadying itself and scattering dust and the litter across the street. Not that it mattered a bit. The whole village was tangled in flames and debris, shop fronts ablaze, family homes razed to the ground, upturned cars with their roofs ripped off, overhead pylon wires sparking, blue snakes hissing, whip cracking as people fled every which way, a mad scramble to evacuate the place where many had come to retire and they once held so dear to their hearts. Mother of Christ, this is TV gold. Get a close-up on the blood. That family trapped in their vehicle. Poor baby, quick, see those limbs fly. Zoom in, zoom in, yee-haw. I'll need my finest ruby red smackers for this segment. She readied her two-piece suit in preparation for going live, and with the help of a secret third hand managed to apply a fresh coat of makeup. Speed, cameras, action. She jumped out the chopper, microphone in hand, a merry band of crew lumping equipment on their shoulders in their wake. Hello, sir. Kitty Player, KCNW News, that moves. What do you make of all this? She thrust the mic under the old man's chin. And with that, that was the end of her Kitty. but the cameras kept rolling as the blood pumped from our neck stump. Murder and violence. Open the newspaper, murder and violence. I came here to get away from it all with my wife, tend to the garden, play with the grandkids. Now we've got freaking beasts coming out of the sky and ripping heads off. Jesus, give me a soda pop for Christ's sake. I've had enough. The flower show could go to hell this year. What have we done to deserve this? Nothing, sir. Shit's gotta eat, a member of our crew responded. Shit's gotta eat, is that right, honey? You ready for a midnight flip? We'll be much better off in the desert. There's nothing to eat out there, so nothing'll come eating. Dog won't like the rattlers nipping at his nose, that's true. But I sure as hell want to keep the head on my shoulders. You'll look pretty with the head on yours too. Come on, honey, let's load up the wagon. It's time to get.